Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition. It is Sports Overnight America. Welcome all you night owls talking the world of sports here across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Tune in radio, iHeart, Simple Radio. You can also get us at sportsovernight.net, sportsbyline.com. Just click on Listen Live and away we go. Lots to get to. Yes, indeed, a Thursday into a football Friday, but it's a football Thursday. Giants and Dallas will get a New Yorker, Tyler Levine, and a hotshot Dallas guy, DJ Shields. Who better to tussle it out? Listen, I think the Giants are, coming off that win, honestly, coming off that win over the Cleveland Browns, I think the Giants come in here a little bit. Maybe not a bounce in their step, but I think they come in straightforward. Let's see what Daniel Jones can do. I think it may come down to a Greg Joseph trying to split those yellow sticks into the night. And away we go. Mail it in, Al Michaels, Herb Street on the call, Amazon, and away we go. I like it. It's Thursday night. I am absolutely just down about Indiana and the fever. I just listened to my 60 sports in 60 times two. I mean, I sound like I was reading a funeral notice. What a horrible job. I should tell Dom to pull that. I know I was tired, but my God, that was awful. Just terrible. How many times has that played today? I mean, I probably put half the United States Armed Forces to sleep with that, you know, 120-second dissertation. That was a disgrace to broadcasting, to be honest with you. That was horrible. I mean, I just listened to it. I mean, it sounded like I was in a coma. And you know what? Okay, Caitlin Clark's done. She got beat. Deal with it. But I, you know, they let that game get away last night. There was ugliness. They escorted a fan out of that building. Apparently said some racial things. I'll tell you what, that'll get you a night in a jail cell. What a dope. And I got to be honest with you, those Connecticut fans are you cannot take them. They you cannot take them. Not even in small doses. Not even in little Hershey kisses. They are just, they're horrible people. Now, that's a terrible thing to say, but that I tell you, Connecticut fans, awful. Awful. All right. Tyler Levine and DJ Shields. We're going to go a little New York, Dallas. We got Temple and Army tonight. Big college game. We're jacked up for that. We got some life. We're coming back here on Overnight. Don't go away.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, welcome back into the night, all you Night Owls watching football. We got Army Temple. That'll go probably six overtimes tonight. Can you go six? I don't think you can. I think you can. But no, it's football Thursday night. And mail it in, Al Michaels with a call. Kirk, I shouldn't be in the booth. Herb Street as well. But they got me. You put it on community access. I'm watching this game tonight. I'm jacked up. I mean, Giants, Dallas, I feel like it's 1987. Or 86, and I'm all jacked up for Giants Dallas, so I just delude myself. But we got a twofer here. DJ Shields and Tyler Levine. I got DJ camped out in Dallas with a star on his head, and then I got the NYG, Mr. Tyler Levine, along the way. Let's start with you, DJ. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Marty, what's going on, my man? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Tyler, what's going on, pal? Woohoo!
I'm doing well. How are you, man? Just getting ready to get absolutely smoked tonight, but it is what it is.
I didn't tell either of you I was having you on together because I want some real friction. I want some real – but, Tyler, you just threw a dud. I mean, I think your Giants are a live dog. I'll start with DJ, though. DJ, how do you see this one tonight as we get ready for Cowpokes on the road inside – MetLife in the Meadowlands? Let me hear your take, and then Tyler, right when he's done, you jump in and I'll evaluate you too. DJ, take it away.
Well, this is gonna be a good one. It is an NFC East rivalry, so besides last year, these games are always pretty close. They're usually 3 to 7 point type of game. Last year, the Cowboys did dominate. They outscored them 89-17 over those two games in that span. And the Cowboys are coming off a tough loss, which, they didn't play well the whole game. They came back at the end against the Ravens, a tough loss, and it looked like they were maybe going to pull that off. So I think they come in with some anger towards the New York Giants. And, the thing with the Giants is you can't trust Daniel Jones, right? So Daniel Jones, he seems to, kind of what Dak does in the playoffs, he seems to see ghosts, throw a lot of interceptions. So I really think, and I'm usually against this, but I think the Dallas Cowboys tonight, they come in, they handle business, because if not, Mike McCarthy is on. He's in trouble. The Cowboys fall to 1-3, and they get beat by the Giants that just aren't a very good football team.
I think it's a great spot. Tyler, go ahead. Why is this game only 5.5, depending on where you look? Why?
That I don't know. I think that's probably, for me, it's an overreaction to the fact that Dallas has not been able to play defense at all over the last two games. I mean, the Saints ran all over them. That game was over at halftime. Baltimore ran all over them, although the Cowboys did make a very good attempt at coming back. It's a tough spot for the Giants to be in, because although the Cowboys' defense has not been good, we have Daniel Jones at quarterback. And it's not like, don't get me wrong, Singletary had a good game last week, but it's not like we have a dominant offensive line and running game that can take the pressure off Daniel Jones and he's only going to have to throw a couple times. I think, obviously, Malik Nabers is an absolute stud. I mean, this guy is a star. He is a star in the making. He is going to be one of the best receivers in the league in just a couple years. And I want to say I would think the Giants could keep this one close, but I just don't see it happening. I think that Dallas' defense, after getting absolutely stomped on the last 2 weeks, is going to come in here with a point to prove. And it's, you know, much like we saw out of Baltimore last week, you know, they came in off after two tough losses and they took care of business. And I think that's what we're going to see tonight, unfortunately. I wish that I could say that I think the Giants are going to win this one. I just do not see a path. And I think that the Cowboys are going to come in here very wide awake and handle business. And I think we're going to see a big game out of Dak and CeeDee Lamb. And, you know, they were bickering a little bit on the sideline last week, but, you know, we saw that a little bit last year and they really turned it on. I'm expecting a big game from those two tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. You know, the Giants' offense is not horrible. Slayton had that big catch a year ago, played some good football in that playoff win over Minnesota. Wandale Robinson's not horrible. Jones just has to, you know, not make mistakes and not be a dope back there. So, DJ, back to you. But Dallas can't stop the run. I mean, it's just unbelievable how porous that defense is. And they look awful right now. I don't even recognize this Cowboy team. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, you're right, Marty. They do. The defense looks terrible. I mean, they were getting absolutely gassed last week and the week before, so they couldn't stop the run. But I think, you know, at some point in time, your stars got to step up, right? Your stars got to step up, and in stars, and big stars, we're talking about Micah Parsons. He's been kind of absent. I think tonight, Micah Parsons comes out, and I think he shows, you know, havoc. I think he wreaks havoc, not only stopping the run, but I think he puts immense pressure I'm on Daniel Jones, and this is where I think the Cowboys' offense will come out and score a lot, and then I think they will put the pressure back on the Giants to keep up. That's when you put the ball in Daniel Jones' hand, and they have to play from behind, and, you know, I have him throwing at least two interceptions, and that's how the game goes, 35-13, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, wow. All right, let me ask you this, Tyler, we'll start with you. How are you guys seeing the NFC East? It's a weird division. The most exciting team right now, believe it or not, is the Washington Commanders. How are you seeing this division as we approach the quarter pole of the season? Let me hear.
Well, I think that in terms of predictions, I think the Giants will finish last. I think that Washington does have something in that quarterback. I think he is a star in the making. They have a good running back play with Robinson Jr. and Eckler. I think they're going to lose a lot of games, but I think that they can be competitive. I mean, we just saw them beat a Bengals team that, of course, you know, they're not the Bengals that we've been used to over the last couple of years, but that's a big win on Monday night going into Cincinnati and getting that win. Outside of that, the situation with the Eagles and the Cowboys is very similar to me. It's like, what team are we going to get this week? How's the defense going to play this week?
Like,
and
that.
It seems like it's just a week-by-week type of thing where we don't know. And it just feels odd because when you look at these rosters and how much they've paid these guys, you would be expecting some level of consistency. And normally what we've seen over the last couple of years is they're both dominating the regular season and they throw up on themselves in the playoffs. But now to start the season, it's like, sure, the Eagles are, 2-1, but like in a not very convincing manner. And, you know, the Cowboys are sitting, 1-2, and same thing. It's like, We're not used to seeing the Cowboys' defense over the last couple of years get dominated like this. And now they're not able to really run the ball, so it's like, you know, what direction are these teams heading in? I don't really know. For me, it's like a complete and total coin flip. If I had to lean one way or the other, I'd probably go with Philly just because the addition of Saquon, and when you can
yeah.
control the running game and you have a solid offensive line. And when A.J. Brown comes back, I mean, the Eagles are two totally different teams when A.J. Brown is there and when he's not. So I guess I'm going to give the edge to the Eagles here, the Cowboys finishing second in the wild card spot.
DJ, let's hear your take on the East, NFC East. Let me hear. Because I think Washington, and I'll tell you, Quinn, who I was not a big fan of, that Super Bowl against the Patriots, that was stunning. He never survived that. Blank just had to get rid of him. That being said, he has found a new home. He has done a great job, and I'll tell you right now, he's got a hell of a quarterback. DJ, give me a take. And then, guys, when we break, just go have a beer, go do whatever you guys do, because I want you back here at 38, 39 past the hour after I do Ken Smoller on the White Sox. We got to put a cap on them. So don't go away, because I love you both. All right, DJ, give me a minute right now. Commanders, Eagles, Giants, Cowpokes. How are you seeing the East real quick?
So, yeah, I'm going to stick with, you know, what I said at the first of the year is I really think that the Commanders are a sleeper. I've been watching this kid, Jaden Daniels, since he was a freshman at Arizona State University. And from the first time that I watched him play quarterback, I knew he was going to be a star. He just needed to go somewhere that had a better program that he could win and play in a system that would teach him to get to the next level. So I think they have an absolute stud at quarterback. He's an amazing athlete. He's an amazing, you know, passer. He can do everything that you ask him to, and I think you can build around him. So, again, what Tyler said, them going into Cincinnati and beating Cincinnati in Cincinnati after they just lost that game, you know, to Kansas City, after Cincy just lost to Kansas City, you know, I almost thought it was a for sure win for Cincinnati against Washington, but it didn't work out that way. So I like the Commanders to win the division as a sleeper, and I know it sounds crazy, but you got the Cowboys and the Eagles. You know, they're kind of what Tyler said. I'll piggyback off him. You have all these star players and all these pieces in place, and on paper they look like they're just supposed to dominate everybody, and it seems week to week, who knows what's going on with them. One week, yeah, you know, they score 30, they can't get it together, and I think I like the Commanders to win the division, and the Giants, they're trash.
Listen, you guys go take a cold break, have a cold one, whatever. I need you back 40 past because we got a lot of we got to go around the whole NFL menu, including Vikings, Packers, and I think the Bears are in a tight spot hosting the Rams. You guys come back here in a little bit. Coming back here on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell here with Tyler Levine and DJ Shields. Don't go away.
Everyone in the room looks shady.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We'll calm it down a little bit. Got a little jacked up on the football talk. There is college action tonight, too. Army and Temple. That ought to be interesting, too. So we will get into that. Then, of course, we'll look at the whole NFL menu. And, you know, you got games on Friday night and then college-wise. And then the college schedule and the pro schedule this weekend is unbelievable. But, you know, I can't wait for the baseball playoffs to start. Ken Smoller's got a book about the last Comiskey. We had him on, and it's just an excellent piece. A guy from Western Massachusetts, Tom Shayer from Agawam, Mass, sportscaster at WMAQ and a fixture in Chicago, Emmy Award winner. He's mentioned in there, but Ken Smoller is going to give us a few moments. And, Ken, I appreciate you coming on. How are you? We can talk some baseball playoffs with you, too. How are you, Ken?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, I want to start. Well, what's Major League Baseball doing? I understand the hurricane stuff, but to wipe out these Mets-Braves games the way they did it and not to go play it somewhere else, go play it in Anaheim, go play it up somewhere, but to make it, you know, hey, we'll wait till Tuesday, decide the wild card, and then wheel back and start the playoffs on Tuesday. You know, Monday, and to me, it's a head-scratcher. I need an opinion on this, Ken. What do you think? I think it's weird,
you know,
and unfair,
MLB,
to be honest.
MLB does a lot of things that are head scratchers for fans. I can't necessarily understand what the rationale is behind this and why they would go ahead and make that kind of a change. It just seems that you're going to have a lot of games stacked up. You're going to get a lot of games that are going to go well into the night and really kind of get the playoffs started off with a kind of a rough beginning.
Yeah, very, very odd. All right, let's take a look at the playoffs, and then I want to talk about your book because, well, no, let's not do the playoff. Let's get the White Sox out of the way. This was painful to watch. Painful.
Three games left.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where to start other than this is futility that has never really been done before. The Mets in 62 were awful, but they now have a safe place in history. They're not the worst team ever. How did this happen to the White Sox? Let me hear.
It was done through excessive, repeated, and complete mismanagement from ownership all the way down. The 62 Mets, they had an excuse. They were an expansion team. There's no excuse for this team. They're playing in a big market, in a ballpark that they don't really have to pay for. And this is just the mismanagement from the get-go. Jerry Reinsdorf, not unlike what's going on in Oakland, has shown a real disregard for the fans and for what's going on. And to add misery to the experience, they may get denied the record. And if they sweep the Tigers, somehow they're going to end up not even being the worst team in history. So those Sox fans who not filled the park but came to the park the last few days looking for history, they were denied that little bit of solace of being able to at least see history.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, Reinsdorf's got to step away. Sell the team, would you please? I mean, he's got to go, don't you think? I mean, this is total. I mean, this is almost abuse. It's horrible. Give me a take on Reinsdorf.
It really goes back to the elimination and the destruction of Comiskey Park. You know, Reinsdorf came in 1981, and from the very start, he talked about his baseball legacy as a Brooklyn Dodgers fan, yet completely disregarded the Brooklyn Dodgers fans' experience and took a ballpark that was historic and beloved by Chicagoans and baseball fans all across the country who came to visit it. And from the very start, it made it clear that he didn't want to keep that ballpark and has done things one after another to thumb his nose at the fans, whether it's getting rid of Comiskey Park, whether it's getting rid of popular announcer Jason Benetti, all the way going back to Harry Carey in the early 80s, getting rid of popular organist Nancy Faust, who would absolutely love to still be playing there for fans. Just, it's a laundry list of things where he's shown a disregard for fans, for tradition, for the history of the game. And right again, he's got his hand out looking for over $1 billion of taxpayer money to build a new ballpark. Now, I think the new ballpark idea is a terrific one, but I think that it's time that Reinsdorf, who put so little into this team in 1981, take some of those profits that he's earned in the last 45 years and put them back into the city, back into the team, and do something to make up for this miserable year that is absolutely unseen in modern times. Even, like I said, the 62 Mets were an expansion team. So this is a completely different situation and just absolute disregard for the fans.
Ken Smoller's with us, the last Comiskey. I almost wish Comiskey was around. I really do. I went to games there. It was cavernous. It was at times a place. It reminded me of Municipal Stadium on the banks of Lake Erie in Cleveland. But when I think of Fenway and I think of these rickety old ballparks, Comiskey was fun. It saw everything. It saw disco night. It saw shorts on players. It saw crazy stuff. I mean, let's be honest. Comiskey, aside from baseball, saw some wacky things, Ken Smoller. Go ahead. Take a stab at that.
It was known as the world's largest outdoor saloon for decades. Mm-hmm. It sure the hell had plenty of riotous-type experiences, none like, of course, 1979 and Disco Demolition Night. But it was a place where you went and you saw baseball, you experienced it, and it was an overall total full-body experience, whether it was the sound of the crowd or the fireworks going off in the air from the scoreboard that would shake the park and shake your feeling, or listening to Nancy Faust's organ. It was a total-body experience that White Sox fans loved, and the new ballpark knew. Now it's 33 years old, just isn't the same. It's not as good as any of the newer ballparks built since then, and it didn't hold a candle to old Comiskey in terms of its character, its charm, its history. And this is just the final nail in the experience of the Comiskey Park 2 coffin. It started with a 16-run loss to the Detroit Tigers in April 18th, 1991, that was a bad omen for what was to come. You know, we sure saw World Series in 2005, which was to some degree a fluke at this point, but it's been just a house of horrors in so many ways for White Sox fans. Whereas old Comiskey, sure, they didn't win a lot, but it was beloved. It was a real experience that was charming in the way that Tiger Stadium was charming. It had that feel of the gladiatorial experience where you were surrounded by the fans on all sides in a real compact environment. It was something that was particularly special. And it's something that Chicagoans and baseball fans alike really miss.
Ken Smoller, the last Comiskey, very poignant statements there. All right, let's fast forward to now. We sit here and look at the White Sox. 2005 seems like a million years ago. I was at that series against Houston. Konerko had a big series. It was a lot of fun. It really was. And if I'm not mistaken, it was El Sweepo. That was a four-game series, if not mistaken.
That is correct.
Yes.
That is
what
correct.
I do know. Go ahead, Ken. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Oh, well, you know, October 26, 2005, they swept the Astros, who were then in the National League. They won in a 1-0 nail-biter after having won in 14 innings the night before. It was a dominant team. Great pitching, great hitting, timely defense.
Yeah, it was a fun series. It really was. And like I said, on the south side of Chicago, I didn't realize it, but like any town, you could call them front runners. They're beer swilling fans. But when the White Sox were that good, let me tell you something, that building was electric. All right, let's fast forward. Final couple minutes. Who do you like this year? I like the Padres in the National League. I think they're, you know, right after Soto departs for New York, I remember 97, 98 in that genre, Padres, Yankees. I would love to see the Padres emerge out of the West. The Dodgers are weird. They're a lot like Clayton Kershaw, and he's injured right now. But Kershaw is one of these guys that lights it up in the regular season, and then teams like the St. Louis Cardinals own him in the postseason. The Diamondbacks turned the trick against Milwaukee and the Dodgers a year ago. Here's where I want to go. I think we're going to see 4 and 5 seeds like the Mets, Padres, very much alive. Ditto in the American League. The Orioles are better than that 4 seed. Give me a take on how you see the bracket. How do you see the World Series? Give me a little take on the postseason, Ken Smoller. Go ahead.
I think the one thing I'm most excited for is to see Ohtani and see what he can do, you know, to see what it's like in a playoff. But seeing the Padres, that is a wonderful ballpark right now that they're playing in. Seeing that place get filled up and seeing that energy, it's something really exciting to see. I'm also excited to see the Orioles back in it right now. You know, the Orioles are a fan base that White Sox fans look to enviously because after having a rough ownership experience for a long time, they now finally have an owner in place that is looking to do some things that is going to bring the fans back in and bring the experience and the Orioles traditions back to life. You know, the Orioles, when I was growing up, were the gold standard baseball team. They were run the right way. They were always either in the playoffs or close to it. And that's an experience that I think it's nice to see again that they're back in there and see what they can do in the playoffs.
Ken, I appreciate you. I really do. Congratulations on this book. Great job out of you. I love the ballparks. I really do. I've been to a bundle. Comiskey, I will say this closing comment, and I swear to God, my brother lived out in Barrington, Illinois, Gurnee and Libertyville. And I've been to a White Sox game, both at the Cell, which I still call it U.S. Cellular. Low rate mortgage, whatever. Yeah. I mean, here's what I know, though. Give me 10 seconds. Even on a hot summer's day, Comiskey Park was so cavernous and dark and dreary, it felt cold in there, even in 90 degree heat.
Absolutely. So if anyone wants to find the book, it's at lastcomiskeybook.com.
Last Comiskey book.
Good time machine back.
We'll continue to promote it. LastComiskeyBook.com. Autograph copy, Ken Spoller. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back on Sports.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for $1. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a $1 Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, $1 Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for $1, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we are presented by Geico and by RocketMortgage.com with $10,000 in closing costs, funds immediately upon the approval of your loan. That's at Rocket Mortgage, right? Speaking of Rocket, got Rocket DJ Shields, Rocket Tyler Levine, getting the guys going mano-mano in football. And Tyler's got a great soccer show, First Touch, tomorrow. I'll let him promote that. DJ is picking games like a fiend. He's got an Instagram. He's got a website. He's got everywhere for you to go. He's got a radio. He's got a podcast. He's got live appearances. He's going to appear on this show more and more each week as we roll through football. Guys, away from the NFL, we'll circle back around. I mean, we got Alabama, Georgia. We have to start right there. Due to your proximity, DJ, well, you're smack dab in the middle, Miami and Dallas. So I'll flip a coin. Who does it say? It says DJ. DJ, give me a take. Bama hosting Georgia. Kirby Smart returning, you know, to a place where he once resided and coached under Saban and company. Give me your take right now. Alabama, Georgia. Let me hear.
Yeah, Marty, I think this Alabama-Georgia game, man, it's going to be one for the books. You know, they're both playing at a high level right now. I like, you know, as far as quarterbacks go, I like Jalen Milroe a little bit better than I like Carson Beck. And I like the Alabama team. I know, you know, they've had to get a different coach in, get Saban out, get Coach DeBoer in, but he's done an amazing job since he's been in there and getting these players to play for him. And I know Kirby Smart, you know, this is a historic game, right? You know, Kirby Smart, he learned under Nick Saban, went to Georgia. He's been doing his thing. He's won a national championship, and now he comes back to Alabama. And they had a great game last year where, you know, Alabama actually knocked him out of the playoff and I think this is going to be the game to where everybody expects Georgia to come back for a little bit of revenge. But it's in Alabama. The crowd's going to be rocking, and I think Alabama wins. Alabama wins by 6 points. I love them.
Interesting. Tyler, you take a stab at it, too. I'm going to take a stab at one thing. This game will be under the total. This game will be low scoring. And if you want to know why, go read my blog tomorrow, because I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a low scoring game. Tyler, how do you see this one Saturday night?
DJ here. I think Alabama takes care of business, and I think this is going to be the first real signature win under Coach DeBoer's resume at Alabama. I think that, you know, Milroe is by far experienced enough and has played in these situations enough to really know what he's doing. And I also take him in favor of Carson Beck. I think that he is a lot more versatile. He's able to move with his feet. He's able to make plays. Not that Carson Beck isn't, but listen, Alabama's home. The crowd certainly matters in these situations. They have experienced players. They have an experienced coach. And, you know, although Saban's gone, you know, this team still has that energy, and they're carrying the legacy with them, regardless if Saban's there or not. It's Alabama, baby, and it doesn't matter who's coaching them, and they have a great coach there, but Alabama at home versus Georgia, I'm taking Alabama. I'm taking the spread, and I like it to go under as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a low-scoring game. When I say that, you know, 2013, 2017, 21-20, something like that. All right, DJ, back to you. Here's what I want to say, guys. I don't know if Sarkisian over in Austin thinks we're stupid, but if he thinks for a moment we're buying this idea that Arch Manning has supplanted Quinn Ewers and that Manning is going to be there after this scrimmage against Louisiana Monroe in a bye week, and that the Red River rivalry is going to be Arch Manning at the helm. He's just playing coy, so Oklahoma is going to have to prepare for two quarterbacks. Is Texas, DJ Shield, the best team in the country? And what about this quarterbacking situation, how you see it in Austin, Texas, with the Longhorns? Let me hear.
You know, first of all, Marty, I got to get hyped right now because these are my Texas Longhorns, baby. I've waited a long time for this, and Texas is back. And I said this, you know, at first when we started talking and when I started coming on the show, you know, I told you, you know, I don't wish for any player to ever get hurt. However, I knew Quinn Ewers, is, you know, he's been hurt in the past. And I thought something possibly could happen to him. It did. Arch Manning's in. And I don't know what, you know, Sark is doing. I know it's more of a mind game. But at the end of the day, you know, Quinn Ewers is playing like the best quarterback in the country before he got hurt. Now you have Arch Manning come in, and he just woos everybody. He's absolutely dominating. His top speed was faster than the cheetah. Who can do that? 20.7 miles an hour, top speed at that touchdown run he had. So I think, again, Sark is probably messing with everybody. But we all wanted to see Arch Manning. We got him. If you're the coach, if you're Sark, you're in a tough position. Even if Quinn comes back, how do you take him out when this guy comes in and he's just dominating? I mean, it's crazy. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Tyler, you got a take on this? I mean, Ewers is not losing his job to injury. He's not. I think it worked out, because if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. Ewers had a legit injury, apparently. I think his recovery is probably elongated by design. Manning gets to work, you know, basically scrimmages, and then a bye week to get through all the, you know, the groundswell of, oh, what's going on with the Texas quarterbacking situation? The answer is nothing's going on. Ewers is going to be there when they line up at the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma. Give me a take. Let me hear.
Listen, I'll tell you, I agree that Ewers is going to start. However, if he comes out slow in that first half, do not be surprised to see a switch. I mean, we saw Saban do this in the national championship game with Jalen Hurts, and he put in Tua, and look what happened. Ewers might have his job for now, but they tested Arch, and he passed the test, and he looks good. And more importantly, the people want to see him play. He's a Manning. He's got the name. He was raised in a quarterback household. He understands the position inside and out. He can move. He can throw. I'm in agreement with you. I think that it's all mind games for now. But if Ewers starts to make some untimely turnovers or is showing that he's not all there after this injury, because it's a weird injury. It's that abdominal area. You know, you never really know. It's not until he gets hit that first time, you have no idea whether he's ready to be back or not. And, you know, to be honest, they might be looking at this thing. If he's not 100%, they might let Arch rock in this game and still let Ewers obviously get the starting job the following game. But I think he's going to be on a tight, tight leash moving forward, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think it's good to have healthy competition, but we'll see, man.
Hey, if I'm Manning, if I don't like things, you know, I can throw myself in the portal, and Ole Miss will be looking for a quarterback next year. All right, who's the best team in the country? I need short answers from both of you guys, and then both of you guys are going to plug something. Tyler, you got to plug that awesome soccer show, man. I love it. I'm watching EPL like you read about. I mean, I'm watching teams this week in, like, Latvia. I got the soccer bug. But, DJ, you're going to pump your picks here in a moment. But I want to hear who's the best team in the country. Tyler, you go first real quick. Who's the best college team in America?
I'm rocking with Texas. I'm loving them right now.
Interesting. DJ.
Texas Longhorns, baby. It's not changing. National championship bound. Let's go.
I'm going with Ole Miss. How about that? I got
like
big
that.
Cojones. I got them. DJ, let's hear about your picks. Picking winners. Make your bank account great again. I can't believe I saw that. You guys are absolutely off your rocker. Make your bank account great again. Tell us how, would you please?
Hey, I love it. You guys want to do Sports Picks with me? I spend a lot of time into this. Again, I did sports management in the past. I've been in sports my whole life. We put a lot of time from injury reports to weather. We look at everything, and we put out our picks. We're 68-40 documented through 2024. It's at Limitless Sports Picks on Instagram. That's at Limitless. That's three S's, y'all. Sports Picks on Instagram. And then you check our podcast out. Me and my co-host, Stevie, we have celebrity guests on every week. You guys can go check that out at Winners_Only_podcast. Again, at Winners_Only podcast. You guys come and look. We'll help you make your bank account great again. Let's go.
All right. Give us a mortal lock in tonight's game, either college or pro, to show us how good you are. And you know I'll hit you up with this tomorrow on a football Friday if you're on the wrong side. You're not escaping it. Go ahead. Give me a pick.
Hey, I know. Look, the lock of the night, y'all, is the Dallas Cowboys. I always like to buy for insurance. I'll buy the point, take them at four, but it doesn't matter, four, five, five and a half. 35-13 Dallas Cowboys. They're going to blast them, boys. Let's go.
All right, good job. Tyler, tell us about the soccer show tomorrow, you and Nico. Loving it.
Yeah, first touch tomorrow going live. 5 p.m. Eastern. We're going to recap last week. There was a lot to talk about, especially in that Manchester City-Arsenal game. We'll be looking ahead at this week's games coming up. We're actually making our way out to England to cover two games live in November. More to come with that. And things are rocking and rolling, baby. I mean, we have games every single weekend. We have Champions League that's live right now. We're covering it all. We're giving our opinions. We're giving picks, the whole nine yards. Starting tomorrow, 5 o'clock Eastern on iHeart, First Touch.
You want to hear a true story about Mohican Sun? I'm over there covering the Fever and the Sun. And a guy on Sunday who I know had brunch. He walked into Michael Jordan's. I saw him before he went into the sports book. He played two draws in European Premier League Sunday. I saw him around 2:30, quarter to three. He had so many $100 bills in his pockets, his pants were falling down. How do you play two draws on Sunday and hit both? Come on now, Tyler. Come on.
In a crazy way, too. I mean, they're the
98th minute.
Yeah, 98th minute of stoppage time. I mean, Arsenal sat back. They had 20% possession in the second half of that game. They were playing down a man, so they were just defending for their lives against the four-time-in-a-row champion Manchester City. And it's just insane, man. I mean, the drama that you experience watching the EPL is like nothing you've ever seen before, because every week is a playoff game. There are no playoffs, so every single game matters equally, all 38 of them. You're fighting for your life every game, and you feel that intensity when you're watching. I mean, guys after the whistle are getting in fights, chirping the coaches, telling them to stay humble, getting in each other's faces. It's absolutely electric. I love to see it.
DJ, hit the site again and then tell me, repeat your lock pick. I know it's Dallas. You're saying Dallas lay the lumber. How do they get a hold of your podcast? How do they get a hold of your picks?
You guys go to Instagram, go to at Limitless Sports Picks. Again, at Limitless Sports Picks. That's three S's, so make sure you get the three S's in there. Limitless Sports Picks. And we'll give you guys, you can go in there and ask for whatever picks you want. We'll give you the information. Also, at winners_only_podcast. Again, at winners_only_podcast. You guys check out the podcast there. And Marty, thank you for having us on, man. It's a pleasure. Tyler, it's always a pleasure talking with you guys. And yeah, let's get it. Let's get it tonight. Dallas Cowboys, -4, -5, or -6. I'll tell you that. And you, and Marty, you know, I don't ever say the Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys, let's go, Dallas. Let's go, baby.
All right, they better do their job tonight, because I'll be texting you into the wee hours of the morning, and so will millions of people. Tyler, looking forward to the show tomorrow. This is going to be huge, you and Mr. Beef Sauce. How could the show not be great when you got Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce? I mean, if I had a name like Beef Sauce, I'd change my last name. I'm sorry. I mean, Sauce Gardner is one thing, but Beef Sauce? You got to be kidding me. That's the dude's real name, and I love him like a brother. Guys, great job out of you. We'll talk to you, all right? Good job. Excellent.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Good job. DJ, thank you as well. And, yeah, make your bank account great again. Hey, listen, I got to say this, and I'm the right person to say it. Folks, seriously, make sure it's entertainment. It wasn't in my life. I'm telling you, make sure that it's entertainment. You know, bet with your head, not over it. Listen, I understand there's people that abuse anything, and I was one of them, shopping, alcohol. Yeah, listen, you got to play it smart. Go with a number that you can manage. Pay attention to your obligations with your family. One of the biggest distractions of sports gambling is what? You're in a constant state of action and agitation when you lose or you're in play. You know, you blow people off. You're not listening to people. So really just play the tape forward, make sure it's fun, treat it like fantasy football. And when you lose, don't chase, just don't. Cause you know, you're just going to dig yourself a deeper hole. And you know, 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-BETS-OFF in any of your jurisdictions, if it's become a problem. All right, we're coming back. What we're screaming and screaming about. We're screaming about Al Michaels. Retire already. Would you please? We're coming back here on Byline. Don't go away.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, talking the world of sports, it's easy tonight. You got Army Temple College Pro, you got Dallas and the Giants, but I want Dominic Jimenez in here. I just got an alert. When Dom posts something, I get these things on my Facebook page. Dom, this is tremendous. A's beat Texas in the final game at the Coliseum, and that was your place, your first on-field media credentialed experience. You were one of eight that I see in this photo, dude. That is a great, you know, most people post, so, you know, what you ate for dinner, put it on Facebook. Who gives a rat's rear end? Dom, that is an awesome picture. Who are the other seven real quick, or do we know any of these people?
No, yeah, they were all part of my college broadcasting class. So the names there, Zach Poff, Jeff Evans, Ethan Cohen, Jesse Parati, Caitlin Miller, I'm missing somebody, and then our professor who is a local news guy here in the Bay Area, Marty Gonzalez.
I love Marty. He's a good guy. He's got a great name. Dom, that's a great picture, dude. I would blow that up and turn that into a frame poster. That is excellent. You got a nice little light blue Ralph Lauren polo shirt. You got the nice black chinos. You got the fancy red shoelaces. You look like $1 million, Dom. I'm proud of you. That is a dynamite photo. Good job out of you. Excellent.
Thanks, Marty. And also, I looked at it. I forgot. Jason Neal with the other person.
Jason Neal. There you go. Oh, it's a great photo. I mean, I just hit save. I'll put that right in my collection. I got that new Apple Intelligence, and that photo, we'll see what we can. We'll put some words to it because Dom is a big part of the family here at Sports Buy. That's an outstanding photo. I'd frame that puppy. There is no doubt about it. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Yeah, you got some football tonight, both college and pro. Baseball will be juicy. I'm going to watch that Padres-Dodgers late because I love those West Coast games. Good job on Dominic Jimenez. Thanks to Tyler Levine and our man DJ Shields, as nutty as he is. Excellent work. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned for more sports talk following the top of the hour updates and Sports in 60s, time 2, right here on Sports Overnight. Adios.